This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Noon at the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Roth.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Friday. It's your sports bros, Rob and Souk.
Sada.
I'm Rob. That's Big Souk right over there.
Right.
Oh, dude.
Look at him. There's Will Ortner sitting over there with his hat on backwards like a kid, like a young.
How dare I?
You know?
And it makes me sad.
That pisses off the olds, you know.
Yeah, you guys and Colin Cowherd.
Well, not me or Souk. We're not really the olds. I'm talking about like the olds.
It makes him mad.
They find it disrespectful.
They do. And you'll see it in their face. They don't even have to say anything. You'll see it.
Just a look of disgust.
It's a look of what is this world
coming to? I'm
going to
give you the frowning of a lifetime.
That's right.
Mm. I do like as you get older, though, that your hat game can expand. Because you get older, you can get into like the fedoras and like the cabbie caps. You know, the older you get, the more acceptable it is. It's the golden age. Like, when you're 65, you can do whatever you want.
Well, guys, it's a big show. Coming up here, we'll get into some NBA playoffs.
It's on right now.
Coming up tonight in the club, the Piano Man got some issues.
Uh-oh.
Seen that?
No, I haven't.
Will he ever take the stage again?
Got a little drinky poo problems, or...
No, well, he's always battled the sauce, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think Billy likes to have a few pops.
No, it's much worse than that.
Well, he's old as dirt.
At least it sounds like.
Yeah.
The Titan sub. Okay, so we have an update on the Titan submarine. Remember that thing?
That's the one that Kablooey crashed.
Correct.
I guess it was crushed, not crashed.
Yeah, it kind of imploded.
Is there anything to crash into at the bottom of the ocean? I don't really think so.
Well, it wasn't all the way to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, it's just like kind of tin canned it. Like,
that is a good point. It's like, I mean,
yeah.
You just keep going down. You're not going to crash.
No. It's like driving in the desert. You can just kind of...
Right.
I mean, because you don't really steer it. You just drop.
And yet they all died.
Well, you know, hole breach and whatnot. A lot of pressure down there in the old bottom of the water.
So I have a little update on that.
Okay.
And 5 coyotes that can't take down a dog.
Oh, well, we had a hot coyote news while you were gone. Someone claimed that it was a life and death encounter with a coyote, and I had to call him out on it, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, there's no way.
No.
It's never a life and death encounter with the coyote.
Some dude got drunk, fell down, and then ended up fighting a coyote and killed it, and he tried to make it seem like the coyote attacked him, and he had to kill it, because it was him.
Well, we're
going
to have to talk about coyotes.
Yeah.
Because they are overrated.
100%.
All right. So the Knicks and... my Pacers
yes
are underway.
It's like 4-2, something like that.
No, dude. 6-3.
6-3.
Pacers are already bludgeoning them.
Well, I got it on split screen because I care about the hockey game way more. And to be honest with you, at my age and my poor vision, I can't really see the score in the half screen.
Isn't that split screen great?
Yeah, the
YouTube TV.
Great. Yeah.
YouTube TV is where it's at, man.
Yep. Yep.
Well, anyway, I don't know if the Knicks bounce back tonight.
Well, they need to. You go down 0-2 at home. I'm guessing that's going to be somewhat problematic.
I mean, they should bounce back tonight.
I mean, I think they said 0-2 teams in the NBA, 93%. I guess I'd say the teams that go up 2-0 win 93% of the times. And if it's at home and you lose both of those, it's even worse.
That's the Wolves. Or no, they weren't at home.
They weren't at home.
But they, dude, they have no chance to beat Oklahoma City.
It certainly doesn't feel like they have an opportunity to win 4 or 5 from them.
No.
I mean, it just...
Because you watch... I didn't have to watch much of that to get the sense that freaking Oklahoma City is just too deep for them. Mm-hmm. Because, and Edwards is going to have to be like Michael Jordan.
And he played a lot better.
He's good, but he's not. They're not going to let him pull a Michael Jordan. It's just they do not have the firepower to beat Oklahoma City.
No, they very much remind me of Golden State when they were rocking. Because for, you know, between 2 and 3 quarters, Minnesota plays with them. And then you feel it coming.
Well,
that they step on the gas a little bit and they knock down a couple threes. And the next thing you know, it's like, here it comes. And you look up and they're down by 14 and there's no coming back from it.
I think that the NBA has a unique thing in this way, and I may be wrong about this because I think about baseball with series, 7-game series or whatever, and you look at baseball and it's like you know how the teams match up, mm-hmm. but baseball is such a daily game that either team could, you know, a team can get hot and just win,
yeah,
even if they're not the better team.
Yes.
Right? In the NBA, I guess that could happen, but it really doesn't.
Not like very often.
So it's interesting to me how in the NBA you have a team like Minnesota, mm-hmm. and you'll watch them play 1 series or 2 series, and you go, whoa, they may have what it takes, right, to win it all. And they got the star, they got some depth, they got some length, they got some defense, they've got Gobert in there. And so you think, they make you think they're at one level. But then you run into a real team,
yeah,
like Oklahoma. And I'm not saying that was not fair. Minnesota's a really good team.
Sure.
But then you meet up with an Oklahoma City, a team that is championship caliber, and you realize how far you have to go. Like the Blazers, this happened to the Blazers, mm-hmm. when they went to the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, Western Conference Finals. What a great run.
Would have been had they gone to the Eastern Conference Finals. That would have been a great run.
Yeah. But then they run into the Dubs, and you go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But maybe we knew that at the time. But I just love these series where you get a matchup where you go, well, Minnesota might have, and then you watch them play. Yeah. And dude, all it took for me to watch that was maybe a quarter, and Minnesota does not have the firepower to beat Oklahoma City. They have a long way to go.
Because even when Minnesota is hanging with them, again, one went 2, the other went 3 quarters, even when they're hanging with them, it feels like, you know, you watch boxing. When you watch a boxing match and it feels like it's pretty even, you know, let's say you go into the 5th round or 6th round and it's, you know, it's 3 rounds to 3 or 3 to 2, but one guy is getting the cleaner shots. One guy is moving forward. And you can just, the announcer will even say, it feels like they're imposing their will. And that's what it feels like when you're watching Minnesota and Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City's just throwing jabs. And they're just kind of keeping them at bay there, and Minnesota is grinding. And you know eventually that Minnesota is going to gas out. And I swear, this is why I brought up the Oklahoma or the Golden State comparison. It's like Oklahoma City can feel when you are getting tired. They can feel when that is the opportunity to really step on the gas. And they blow people out, and they just go on these runs. And it's why
really
it's
good.
The best point differential team we've ever seen, because once they get you on the ropes, they knock your ass out.
Well, and they're so deep.
And yeah, exactly.
And they just can play defense. Like, dude, they have it all.
Yeah.
And we knew that, but it just, like, I don't know, it's kind of fun in the NBA when you get these series where it's like, well, could Minnesota? No. And that was pretty
evident. Where it feels like with Indiana and
now
New
that's
York,
different.
It just feels like this is going to be a heavyweight slugfest going back and forth.
Those two teams are they're pretty close. Yeah.
And by the way, we had this in hockey as well. Dude, the Carolina Hurricanes are a really, really good team. Like, I mean, just all year long, they have been one of the odds-on favorites. And everyone thought that this Florida Panthers and Carolina Hurricanes series was going to be dynamite. Well, it turns out that the Florida Panthers and they won the Stanley Cup last year. Yeah, it turns out that they are the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Hurricanes are Minnesota.
But you didn't think that going in,
no,
right?
No, yeah. I thought this was going to be a 7-game absolute slugfest, and I really thought that Carolina could do this. And Carolina has been absolutely bludgeoned. They don't look competitive. They're getting beat up. They look like, I mean, honestly, they look like frauds. And that's one of those, like, you're sitting there watching that. You're like, what the hell happened? And it's the same thing you're talking about. You found out there's levels to this,
yep,
and you're not at their level.
And someone said, then why did Denver give OKC so much trouble? Well, because Denver's championship caliber team, dude. They're really good. Yep. And when they got rid of their coach, it just opened things up for them. They obviously had some problems. Whatever Malone was doing was not working. Yep. They were butting heads. Once they got rid of that, Jokic took that team over. Dude, remember, they won a ring a couple years ago. Yep. So that team was not, like, they're dangerous. Yeah. And
they
took
Oklahoma City to the brink.
Well, you could see how dangerous they were because they took this OKC team to 7. Minnesota seemed dangerous on paper, but now you see them playing Oklahoma City. And I'm going to say Minnesota can't win the next 2 and, you know, get it. I don't know. I don't think they will, but maybe they do. I'm just saying they will not win this series. Yeah. Like, it's pretty evident they do not have the firepower against Oklahoma City's defense to unless Ant Edwards just goes nuclear, which, I mean, I just don't think they're going to allow that.
Not for 4 out of the 5 games. But even against Denver, because Denver took them to 7 games. But remember, in 2 of those games, Oklahoma City did the exact same thing that they've done to Minnesota in these 2 games to the Denver Nuggets. They blew them out. They let them hang around, mash the gas, thanks for coming, and they blew them out, including in Game 7. And I think some of that is, as you mentioned, they're so deep. I mean, they play 11 guys. Denver was playing, especially with Aaron Gordon, they were basically playing 6-7 guys. And especially as you get deeper in, especially let's say if the East ends up going 6 or 7 games, I'm not certain that either side over there is going to have the legs to hang with a well-rested Oklahoma City.
No, the matchup we'll want to see is Oklahoma City-Indiana. Yeah. Because you want to see if Indiana can speed them up.
It'd be a track meet, just back and forth.
Get their pace going and see what that does. But something tells me the old Thundies are going to be cutting down the net. Well, they don't cut down the nets in the NBA, they're going to be raising the trophy. Yeah. And I don't know how that makes you feel as a Blazers fan, but, you know, that's a team that was
down and out.
I mean, how many years ago were they in last place?
Not that
many.
Or
were they like...
Well, and I think the thing with Oklahoma City is all the excuses that everyone makes about why you can't win in the NBA, Oklahoma City gives you the middle finger to all of them. Small market, nothing smaller than Oklahoma City, right? Stars not wanting to come there. All their stars have left, right? You know, it's hard for small markets to make big swings. They make big swings.
Yep.
You know, they have no problem pivoting off things.
Yep.
And, you know, and
preach, bro.
And so they do draft evaluations. They got them because most of this team is drafted. Taking a chance on getting a young guy at one of the Clippers that hadn't popped yet. Oh, he turned him into an MVP. Player development. Well, they actually developed their players. They have 2 guys on the All-NBA team, including the MVP. And so all of the bugaboos that you claim that small markets can't have.
Yep.
Oklahoma City flies in your face.
Preach. 3 years ago, just 3 years ago, the Thunder were 24-58.
Yeah.
So it can't, like you said, it can be done.
And by the way, they are set up with like a gajillion extra draft picks.
Dude, Sam Presti, I don't know. I couldn't pick him out of a lineup. I don't know what he looks like. The man's a genius.
Yeah. Well, were you here when or was it when you were gone where I was, what I wanted to see for the full villain role for Oklahoma City next year?
Oh, that's Sam Presti. Wait, what? Full villain?
Yeah,
like, you were telling me that people are hating
Oklahoma
City.
Everyone hates Oklahoma City now, apparently.
I don't hate them.
They've become like this unlikable force.
Okay.
And I want them to lean into it full. And so this is my wish, to go full Darth Vader, full villain, kill all the young Jedis and just rule the universe. I think it'd be hilarious. And that is, you win the title this year.
Yeah.
And then even winning a title, you pull a Golden State, you're like not good enough. And you ship Chet and like 4 first round picks to Milwaukee. And then you go add Giannis And then you get Giannis and that crew. We swap Chet for Giannis and then a bunch of draft picks.
Then we would hate them.
And then you add Giannis to it, and then you just give everyone the middle finger. You win like 82. You win 80 games, run roughshod through the NBA, win another title, and just go full villain. Just embrace it all. Let everyone hate you. Because they could do it. They actually, when you look at the three teams that could put together the best packages for Giannis, they're Houston, San Antonio, and Oklahoma City. And Houston is a good team, but, you know, they were bounced early. San Antonio, obviously, is up and coming. But you could have the NBA champions with very little interruption to their core that could make a better package for Giannis and bring in a 30-year-old Giannis to pair him with Jalen Williams, with Shea and the rest of that crew, and Lou Dort. Imagine adding, as good as Chet has been, swap out Giannis for Chet.
No money.
And see where this goes. Mm. Not one, not two, not three. Be awesome.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't hate them. I don't hate watching.
A lot
watching
of people are doing it now.
Why do we hate? We hate anything that's good. Why do we do that? Well, is it jealousy?
All of a sudden now, it's like Shea's boring to watch, and he's James Harden, and he's a foul
he's
monger.
Got a little bit of that, but.
And, you know, that they get officials' calls, and that how dare they, and they haven't been through anything, and it's, you know, they've been gifted, and they lucked into all this crap.
People are so sour.
Yeah, all of a sudden, like, they've become a team that people can.
I feel like.
No, dude, they've done it the right way.
That is a hell of a team, and
I'm
they play
all about it.
Team basketball. They're well coached. And they just got a lot of guys that do the right things.
Yes.
Like my Lou Dort's my shining example.
I always love Lou Dort.
I freaking love him. He's just a guy. He's not a star, but he's a guy who does what it takes. And that's what you need out of role guys. And they have a million of those guys. Yep. So I got to give him credit. And not only that, but kind of think it's cool that the city of Oklahoma City may get a championship.
Well, you would think, you know, for all the little guys, but a lot of the little guys are now hating on Oklahoma City, including a bunch of guys here in Portland.
All right.
Jealousy is an ugly shirt, no matter who wears it.
Yeah, we've got the All-NBA team.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you what Haliban's hot said, because she's hot.
Well, and she's making the rounds.
Well, yeah, she's inserted herself into this quite nicely, much like Jordan Hudson.
I do enjoy, though, that Ryan Clark is now being trolled with the Halahot.
I don't know that.
Ryan Clark got in a race war over Robert Griffin's wife, and now people are using, because Halliburton's girl is white.
She's so white.
People are throwing at Ryan Clark.
Caitlin Clark is white.
All right, coming up next, all of that on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Not breaking news, dude.
We do have breaking news. The All-NBA team is out. I see here.
I thought you were going to talk about the big rain delay in the Dodgers-Mets game.
Is it in a rain delay?
It's in a rain delay. That would be breaking news.
Who's winning?
0-0.
You know, the Dodgers' whole rotation is on the shelf.
Yeah, and it doesn't really matter.
Except for Yamamoto. He's still pitching, right?
I think he went the other night, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it doesn't really matter.
No, they'll be fine. I mean, they've even said as much. They're like, whatever, just get to the postseason. And
right.
They'll be fine.
Yeah, because they'll get Shohei back.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get Glasnow back. They'll get Snell back.
Yeah, they're just like, whatever.
They'll get, who else is there? Who am I missing?
I'd also have to point out they have the second best record.
Oh, Sasaki will come back. I mean, my God!
Yeah. They have the third best record
in baseball. Yeah.
With all those guys on the injury list. And this got swept by the Angels, and they're like, whatever. Meh.
So here's your first team All-NBA. Jason Tatum, Donovan Mitchell, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Nikola Jokic, and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah. Not a big shocker there. I think if people weren't paying attention, maybe Donovan Mitchell might be one, but he had a monster season and they finished first in the East.
You know what's interesting? And this won't make Blazer fans feel good because those five guys, those are the five best players in the league this year.
Mm-hmm.
And not one of them was really that touted in the draft. If you think about it.
No.
I mean, Jokic was a second-round pick. Giannis was just raw. He ended up going like 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Gilgeous-Alexander went 11th, but he wasn't... I don't remember hearing much of anything about him. He played at Kentucky, but he didn't really do anything.
One-and-done guy. In fact, the Clippers, obviously the Clippers dealt him. And
Mitchell was awesome. Mitchell stood out. I remember we did we've done a lot of drafts here, but I remember that draft going, man, dude, that Donovan Mitchell guy.
Yeah.
And we had guests on and stuff back when we covered the stuff. And they were like, Donovan Mitchell's the guy. But the Blazers already had, at that time, they had Lillard and McCollum.
And Mitchell
Mitchell
was kind of viewed as an under, he's not the
undersized
biggest guy
guard,
in the world.
But the Blazers already had their backcourt. And then Tatum, I was thinking about him during the break. Do you remember him at Duke at all? Because
really.
I don't.
I do remember that Tatum, Boston dealt out of that pick with
I think
it was Philadelphia. And they took the kid with the crab meat shoulder.
Fultz.
I think it was Markelle Fultz.
Fultz.
Right?
Number one.
And then Tatum ended up falling to him at two or three, and it was like, oh. So, I mean, Tatum obviously he was a top three pick, but.
I'm just saying, those are the five best players in the league, and, it's not like they jumped off the page at you in the draft.
No, and that is one of those things that some people, that's Danny's thing, is Danny always claims that that's luck, that those guys fall, and you don't know what they're going to, going to happen. But if you want. If you want some optimism, you're right that the only one that was a top pick was Tatum. Mitchell, Shai, Jokic, and Giannis were all
below 10, right?
Huh?
Below 10. Mitchell went below 10? Not in the top 10?
I will look up Donovan Mitchell.
It was close.
Because I'm looking at Tatum. Yeah, Tatum went 3. So the Sixers traded up with Boston.
Yep.
And they got
Fultz. Who went 2?
And then Lonzo Ball went 2.
Oh, dear.
And then Boston traded down to 3. And then I guess this is where kind of luck does. This is kind of Danny's point. So you trade out of 1 and you go back and someone takes Fultz, which was at the time, whatever. He was an unproven guy, but they all are as freshmen. But Fultz turns out to be an absolute waste. L.A. drafts Lonzo Ball, who had all the hype in the world, and Boston's just sitting there kind of lucky and is like, cool, we'll take Jason Tatum.
Oh,
by the way, here's an MVP. Here's a first-team All-NBA.
Who was after Tatum, though?
Josh Jackson and then De'Aaron Fox. Lauri Markkanen went in that draft.
Yeah, because, I mean...
And then Donovan Mitchell went 13th.
See, I don't like that idea that it's just luck, because that's hindsight.
Yeah.
They chose Tatum. They looked at everybody else that was sitting there and could have easily passed on him, just like a lot of teams passed on X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't know Tatum was that.
Nope.
But that was Danny Ainge. Danny Ainge, sharp eye, found that. He was like, all right, I think we could fall back a couple spots, take this guy.
Well, they knew the Lakers wanted Ball, and you knew Philadelphia wanted to move up to take Fultz, and so you're like, cool, we're happy with that.
Yeah.
And then that was the draft the Blazers got Zach Collins at 10. And
traded two picks for him, didn't
traded
they?
Two picks for him, and they, Kevin McHale. And then a couple picks later went Donovan Mitchell, and then, I get it, they already had their guards, but who went 14 was Bam.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Needed a big. Well, I mean, yeah, they screwed it up.
And you can say it's lucky all you want, but
it's
point,
not lucky.
You know, Donovan, there were two players that were available, two picks after Zach Collins, and both have been all NBA players.
Right.
Guys, move on.
Yeah, I'll give him a pass on Mitchell because of team need. But Bam?
Bam's...
You took Zach Collins over Bam?
Yeah.
Why?
Hey, he was...
Shooting ability?
Kevin McHale, and he was generational.
Oh, wait.
I think it's really sexy.
God bless America.
Yeah. And then the cool part about the second team this year... So
oh, yeah.
Jalen Brunson, Anthony Edwards, Evan Mobley. But the cool one is 37-year-old Steph Curry and, what, 40-year-old LeBron James?
Yeah.
You want to talk about, like, that shouldn't be happening? My God. You got two geriatrics out there. Second team All-NBA. That's awesome.
Third team, Cade Cunningham, Tyrese Halliburton, James Harden, Carl Anthony Towns, and Jalen Williams.
Yeah, first time that Jalen Williams has popped. All defensive team, and now third team All-NBA. And Cade Cunningham, too, for, you know, kind of not necessarily the best start in the world, but for his career in Detroit. But Detroit had a nice bounce back year, and Cade Cunningham. And then, of course, Mr. Halliburton, who apparently was the most overrated player in the NBA.
Yeah, let me tell you quick what his girlfriend said. Now, she is a hot.
She's the Halla hot.
Yeah, you're going to need to look her up. Her name is Jade Jones. Mm-hmm. And apparently they met at Iowa State.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
She's been with him the whole time.
College sweethearts.
Yeah, and she is a hot.
Yes.
She said the other day on... now, she's starting to insert herself into the into the lexicon here.
Because the hots... And she's got an... hots
she knows.
The hots know.
Yeah. You know, and she posted... This is what she posted, and I thought it was kind of clever.
It was nice.
The big shot by Halliburton the other night, she said, "Finally got to see the ball drop in NYC." I thought that was pretty clever. Now, do you think she wrote that, or is that...
My guess is there was a PRT behind that, but, you know.
Well, Jade, it's up and it's good because she's hot.
Yeah, she's hot. Like, and she is, and she's doing interviews now. And
oh, yeah.
Know.
Well, as she should.
Yeah. Well, when you're a hot, I mean, your profession is.
People want to hear from her.
Yeah, people want to hear from the hots.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy that Ryan Clark is getting trolled.
So wait, tell me about what is going on with Ryan Clark?
Okay. So Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese are in a race war right now.
Caitlin Clark is white.
Because everyone, Angel Reese and several of the WNBA black players think that Caitlin Clark's only popular because she's white. So Caitlin Clark refuses to participate.
Which is not true, correct?
It's not true.
Okay.
But Caitlin Clark tries to take the high road in this thing every single time.
Here we go.
And then, of course.
Poke the bear.
Yep.
All the media get in there. And
this is Sook's favorite topic that no one cares about.
Actually.
A lot of people care.
A lot of people care. I mean, it's turned into a whole thing.
I don't care.
So a lot of people came out. There was a hard foul. A lot of people came out and being critical of Angel Reese, saying, you got to let this go. Like, what are you doing? And Robert Griffin said that Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark. And then Ryan Clark took it upon himself to say, shut up. You don't understand black women because you're married to a white woman.
Whoa.
Yeah. He went there and said that basically, I mean, he kind of called them an Uncle Tom. And Robert Griffin did not like that at all.
Yikes.
Then he fired back at Ryan Clark. And so now we went from a race war between Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese to Ryan Clark and Robert Griffin, even though they're both black. And Ryan Clark was getting lit up to where he had to apologize. And basically now, anytime there's a black guy with a white girl, people are throwing it at Ryan Clark. Because Ryan Clark basically said, if you're a black guy married to a white girl, you can't speak on black issues.
Right.
So.
Okay.
And of course, Halliburton he's half himself. He's a mixed race gentleman, and he has a white girlfriend, and people are.
Yeah, his mom's white, right?
Yeah, people are throwing that at Ryan Clark left and right, to the point where Ryan Clark had to come out and be like, yeah, it's my bad. I probably shouldn't have. Probably shouldn't have said that. And my bad.
Is Ryan Clark on ESPN?
Yes.
I believe Ryan Clark also has a child with a white woman.
That's the other one that came
out. Oh, he
out
does?
Too. Yeah.
I believe that is the case.
So he's married to a black girl and they have kids, but he had a baby mama who was white and he has an interracial child. And you better believe people were throwing that. It's gotten pretty ugly. It's heating up. It's heating up out there.
Okay.
And then it also is relevant that because Caitlin Clark plays in Indiana, she apparently is really good friends with Halliburton and that family and that family yeah. as well. So there's a lot of there's a lot of entanglements.
All right. What is the worst team you can remember?
Angel Reese's team.
Here's Will. All right. The question now is, what is the worst sports team that you remember? Because the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah.
Are 8-42.
It's pretty impressive.
And I want to tell you that if the Rockies stay at the same pace, their final record this season will be 26-136.
What is the all-time worst?
Well, we talked about this.
I don't remember what the number was.
It's 121. Yeah. The White Sox last year set the record. Yeah. 120. They would be 15 losses worse than the White Sox all-time record.
That's pretty impressive.
What is Colorado Rockies?
So are we saying now? I mean, because we've had some 0-16 teams in the NFL. I don't know what the worst NBA team of all time is, but I mean.
So the Lions.
Because I remember one time we looked at it, there's a baseball team, but it doesn't count because it was the.
There's the Spiders.
It was the Cleveland Spiders, but that was because a guy owned the two teams.
Yeah. And he took all the good players from the one team and put them on the other. Yeah. And yeah, they went 20-134 in 1899.
Yeah, so that doesn't count.
Your Mets of 1962, notably bad. They won 40 games. Mm-hmm.
I know the Bucks went, I think in 76, something like that. The Bucks went 0-for, and I think
they averaged like 9 points a game.
Yeah, and I think the Lions took the collar not too long ago.
2008, they were 0-16.
Yeah, so.
What's the worst team you can remember?
The worst team I can.
Because I got some Royals teams that, dude. And look, they didn't register on this scale record wise.
Yeah.
But man, they were so bad. I mean, shocking. Like, what's the worst Blazers team you can remember?
I mean, I remember some of those Caleb Canales, like that there was. Like post jail Blazers, like in between all that. Like I remember some of those just being god awful. Like going to Moda Center and having there be like 5,000 people in there. Like
But wasn't the Canales team? Didn't they start out with some guys, but then ended up sucking and then tanking?
I just remember. That's why, like, it's. I don't remember exactly. It's like what team and who was on there, but I remember like those teams. Just like that was the worst I've ever seen the Portland Trail Blazers. I mean, it was
towards the end. Yeah,
towards the end, it was just god awful.
You said what is the worst NBA season?
Yeah.
Lockout year. Charlotte went 7-59.
D.
The Hornets, or no? Back then they were the Bobcats. Yeah, dude. They only played 66 games because of the lockout. But, they only won 7 of their 66 games.
Oh, my God. Now, the one that jumps to mind.
If you want to know, that's a .106 winning percentage.
Well, that'll never be.
That's
top,
incredible.
Right? Like, because what was the worst tanking? Because we had professional tankers this year.
Like, oh, this season?
Yeah, this season. I'm going to pull it up. Because, obviously, the tank for luck. So, as bad as it got, I mean, the Washington Wizards won 18 games.
Yeah, winning percentage of 22.
And the Jazz won 17. So, like, that will be the worst team we will ever see in the NBA. It'll never get worse than that. The one that jumps out at me was you'd have to go back and look up the exact year, but it was early 2000s, like 2009-ish, 2010. I was at the game, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Apple Cup, it was in Washington, and I believe the teams were combined. I think they had one win combined. And I stood on the sidelines of that game, and I'm here to tell you that is the worst there has never been a worse assembled talent in a rivalry game for the Pac-12 that I've ever seen. The Washington State roster, I think that was the Paul Wolf days.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell.
What year you say?
I want to say it was like 09 maybe, somewhere in there. Is Washington went 0-for. Washington went 0-for that. Because Washington State ended up beating them in overtime.
2009, Washington State was 1-11.
Yeah, and then I think the Huskies were 0-for.
Were 0-and.
I think they went 0-for everything, 0-12. And I remember standing on the sidelines and looking at the linemen, because you can always tell, just by looking at linemen, who's got the talent. And every one of their linemen for both sides looked like fat high school linemen. In fact, Steve Ettman was on the sidelines for UW, and one of the strength and conditioning coaches for Washington State was a guy named Chad Eaton, who played defensive line there. And hand to God, they were the two best-looking linemen on the field, and they were like 40-year-old coaches. I've never been more embarrassed. And my buddy was a diehard Husky fan. We were standing there on the sidelines, and he was like, what happened to us? He's like, look at this. And they lost to Washington State, who was just as bad. I will never in my life see two worse teams play.
That's a pretty good one. So the Huskies were 0-12 in 2008.
Okay.
And the Cougs that year went 2-11.
It was so, and one of those wins being beating the Huskies,
yeah,
right?
And they played 13 games because they played Hawaii after they played Washington. But yes, they beat the Huskies 16-13 on that fateful day, November 22nd, 2008.
I think that was the day that my buddy, like, because he went to UW, his wife went to UW, his kid went to UW, dog through and through. I think that was the day that his fandom changed forever. Because it humbled him.
The quarterback
battle.
He's
never been the same.
Was Ronnie Fauch versus Kevin Lapina.
I challenge anyone.
Fouts threw for 99 yards.
Yeah, yeah.
In the whole game.
Because people always bring up the toilet bowl, Oregon,
yeah.
Oregon State.
Yeah, yeah,
I will put that up against the toilet bowl any day.
What year was the toilet bowl?
I don't know. You'd have to work the Google. But we always talk about the toilet bowl, and no one talks about that Apple Cup. And having stood there, if you've ever covered or played football, you would have been on the sidelines and just said to yourself, ick.
I'm going to do some homework on the toilet bowl here. Because I thought they were both winless.
Someone said it was the Crapple Cup at the time.
I think Clever. It was really snowy, too, so it was a really bad game.
No. The Apple Cup or the toilet bowl?
I'm thinking of the Apple Cup.
No, the Apple Cup game wasn't snowy.
I might be thinking of a different Apple Cup game then.
Believe me, if it was snowing, we would have left. We almost left either way. Like my buddy.
Yeah, I can't believe you stuck it out.
Well, it was like, we were up there. We had already driven up. Had that been closer to home, we would have left. But just I almost felt bad to see your dearest friend just walking out of that place just utterly in shambles, having gone 0-for and lost to that Washington State team. You could see like the wheels turning. Like that he needed therapy after that.
So the toilet bowl game, they weren't both winless. It finished scoreless.
Yeah, 0-0, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oregon State was 2-8 and Oregon was 4-6.
So I hate to tell you this, but I know the 0-0 hurts. Technically speaking, that Crapple Cup was worse. Because there was one win going into that game, and there was more wins going into the toilet bowl.
Do you think, how many turnovers do you think there were in the toilet bowl?
It's got to be like 6, right?
11. And 4 missed field goals.
Hey.
Of course, yeah. It was bad weather.
Yeah.
But that was at Autzen, November 19, 1983.
Well.
Never forget.
I would like, as you mentioned, Ronnie Fauch went 11 for 16 for 99 yards and a pick. And the Lapina guy,
stats.
He went 17 for 29 for 167, no touchdowns and a pick. The two quarterback ratings in that game were 26 and 14.
Wait, write that down, because I might have you beat here. Hold on.
I want to see where we're going.
26 and 14?
Yes. QB quarterback rating 26.9 and 14.5.
Okay, one sec. We gotta take a break, but one sec here. I'm gonna throw the toilet bowl at you.
see where we got.
That game pitted
What was that? Because I'm sure Oregon State was running the wishbone at the time.
They don't have the box.
No?
On here anyway.
I think maybe your computer may be allergic. But.
Yeah, I can't. I'll see if I can find it during the break. Damn it!
Old Willie Griffin ran for 112 yards, though. Woo, doggy.
Fast Willie.
Fast Willie, and then Dwight Tardy on the other side. That vicious cockfight.
All right, we'll wrap up the hour next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
So I have the quarterback stats from the Toilet Bowl. I do not have quarterback rating.
No, but we do have stats.
Yeah, McKittrick. So this is the 1983 Civil War. Mm-hmm. Played in a downpour,
yeah.
Finished 0-0. Dubbed the Toilet Bowl.
Yes.
For obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
McKittrick was the quarterback at Oregon State. 7 of 15, 100 yards, and 3 picks.
Mm.
Now, I can't tell you what the QBR is there, but that's not good.
It's going to be worse than Ronnie Fauch's, and his was 26, so...
Okay, and what's the other guy's?
Kevin Lapina is 14.5.
Ooh.
He went 17 of 29 but only had the one pick.
17 of 29, one pick. Okay, well, this guy, Miller,
yeah.
Went 6 of 19,
yeah.
100 yards,
yeah.
And an INT.
Well, I will tell you that the quarterback ratings would be worse in the Toilet
Bowl. I think we win.
Yeah. Well, how about this then? I think we can agree
but
that
the weather,
the quarterback play in the Toilet Bowl worse, but the teams, because they won a combined like 5 games.
They combined to win 6 games.
Well, then you know,
that year,
the Washington State Washington game, worst teams, worst game, Toilet Bowl.
Yeah. Okay.
But Washington State was not played in bad weather, so you know it could go either way. Why wasn't around in 83 for the Toilet Bowl? Because I was like 5. Having seen the Crapple Cup, I'm telling you,
Which game do you think had the worst talent? Because in 1983, Oregon State, they were... I mean, that was not a good time for either program.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'll just tell you.
Because the Huskies had been really good.
Yes.
And then they weren't.
I'm not... In all the years that I have been going to cover... Pac-12 football games, which is now 20 plus. And I've seen all kinds of bad teams, all kinds of good teams. I will tell you that I've never in my life stood on a sideline and thought to myself, dear God, these are Pac-12 teams. Quite like I did when Washington State. Like I'm looking through I don't remember anybody. Do you even remember either one of those quarterbacks?
No.
The leading rusher was Willie Griffin and Dwight Tardy.
Fouch sounds familiar, but maybe I'm just thinking of Anthony Fauci.
Leading receiver, Michael Gottlieb. Okay. And Jared Karster?
Nope.
Like, I don't know a single player on either one of those teams. Oh, wait. Freshman, one catch, Jermaine Kearse.
Wait, really?
Jermaine Kearse was a freshman on that team. It looks like he had one catch for 5 yards.
Well, I'm thinking of Javon Kearse.
No. There's not another. I'm looking here on the defense. Not one player outside of that that I recognize. Not that I remember, that I even recognize. So we'd have to, maybe I can go through the toilet bowl rosters, but my God, these teams freaking sucked. And also this, give Washington credit, because like 3 or 4 years before, they were in the Rose Bowl. So imagine.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, imagine at least Oregon and Oregon State both just sucked.
Some talent.
I don't think so.
They didn't win.
They didn't win a game.
I mean, Chris Miller was the quarterback at Oregon.
That's better than anything that they were bringing to the table.
Georgie was there.
It's better than anything that Washington or Washington State brought to the table. 0-11. And then 0-12 after that game.
The great Dan Wilkin.
I'm going to look up how if they came close to a win that year. So what was you said that was 08?
2008, 0-12.
We'll look up and see if they and came by the close way, to a win.
A great point by one of our texters. In a 25-year span, Washington went from number 3 in the nation in Rose Bowl champs to 0-12 in 2008 to a national title appearance in 2023.
That's a hell of a thing, man.
Is there a program this century with a bigger difference between top and bottom than UW? That's a good question, and I don't know that there is.
No. I mean, it's pretty amazing to see the swing of that. Jake Locker was on that team, but again, he wasn't playing. Let's see what their schedule and results are. Scrolling. They lost 44-10 against Oregon that year. Damn near beat BYU, 27-28. Nice try, suck it.
How do you almost lose to Washington that year?
But they didn't. Oklahoma beat them 55-14. Stanford beat them by 7. Arizona beat them 48-14. Oregon State, the Beavs, 34-13. Notre Dame, 33-7. USC beat them 56-0. Arizona State, 39-19. UCLA, 27-7. There's the Washington State score, 13-16 in double OT. And then Cal beat them 48-7. The only two games that they sniffed at was the Crapple Cup and then my Cougs, who nipped them by a point.
You know, Washington scored a touchdown at the end of that game, and then I believe they went for two in the win, and they didn't get it. And that's how BYU won. It's so close.
Suck it. So I'm glad that we're part of that 0-for season. And also, it would have been quite shameful had we lost to, we lost to the Crapple Cup team.
All right, I have Titan sub news and the Piano Man. Will he ever take the stage again? Coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.